All right. On to Mr. Peary. Quote, things are much more serious than the average person thinks or realizes, or that the media lets people know. Recall, this is 2001, my interjection. The reality is that no matter how much you're talking about the expansion of the economy, the poor are getting much poorer. And another interjection, that's because he was like on the ground. He spoke from his knowledge of the earth with that analysis. You hear me? Continuing. The poverty is spreading in this country, the U.S. The wealth is consolidating at such a rapid rate that even the wealthy are beginning to say, we can't do this. We can't become a nation of have and have nots. The stability of America has always rested upon that huge section of the population that had just enough to give them the hope that they were going to get some more. So long as they had that hope, they wouldn't change the system for love nor money, no matter how hard they were hurting. They weren't going to change the system because they believed there was a golden egg up there somewhere. They were the ones who stabilized America. And my interjection, that is beautifully expressed, concise and clear, a clarity we needed and didn't hear. Instead, we get that guy who wrote about, you know, what's the matter with Kansas? That one paragraph has much more accuracy and clarity than that whole book, which I'm convinced was just another little propaganda piece used to divide us. Continuing. All of us have seen the magazines that speak frankly to the bourgeoisie, seen the articles that point to the danger of this polarization of wealth and poverty continuing. It's one thing as long as you can say that poverty is colored and it's related to lack of industrious Protestant habits. And my interjection, you see this new attempt to manufacture a new degraded class that is seemingly legitimate because of these unfortunate conditions. And, you know, you heard this when they talked about Haiti. They should be glad they have a job, right? You could just imagine, you know, all the folk in this country hearing that nod in their heads. That's what's called locking folk into a degraded slave status seem legitimate, natural, unfortunate, but there we are. So it's one thing, continuing, to say that poverty is colored and related to lack of industriousness, lack of Protestant habits. But when you have the poverty spreading out, people look at each other and say, you know, it's not true. This is a black problem. It's not just a brown problem. It's a problem of a growing section of society. Now the problem becomes, how do you stop it? He uses a great analogy. Quote, as long as people see this new class, which was then called an underclass, you remember that? And which he's arguing is a new revolutionary class. As long as people see this new class as black and inner city, nobody's going to do anything about it. They may study it, write books about it, but they aren't going to attempt to solve the problem. The actual problem, of course, is the growing poverty of American whites. The ruling class put them into a state of denial, and the poor white joined in the attack against their fundamental interests. As the old story goes, you can deny that the bear is scratching at the back door all you want. But when the door goes down and the bear comes into your house, you're going to have to deal with it. The Rust Belt is the bear. The similarities between the inner city black and the people in these semi-rural, one-horse industry towns that now have no way to make their living are undeniable. Sometimes whole towns, often 60% of a town, are on welfare in this belt of Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Interjection. So it seems we could almost as well have deemed our Wallerstein heads up on capitalism's demise a heads up from Peary, accepting that unlike Wallerstein, and again, this factor in the fact that I haven't given him fully his due, and that there's a way in which you could translate one into the other. Granted, nonetheless, Wallerstein places the cause squarely in power's global profligacy. its ruthless squandering of the resources of the planet, but rather, Mr. Peary does, in automation and due to innovation. But what we argued in our critique of the Collins piece in Does Capitalism Have a Future is that power hopes to solve its overproduction problems with totalitarianism. Remember Auschwitz? We have the work standard, not the gold standard.